The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, I brought in Buford this morning, and Ben came in about the same time I did. And he's, you know, trotting on up, you know, so because I got the door open. And Buford goes into this wagabout when he saw Ben.
His people.
Oh, my friends here. My friends here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep.
What have you been up to, Ben? Come on, talk to us.
Not much, just working. Played a little golf yesterday.
Oh, there we go.
You played
was
some
that
golf.
Like 9? Was it Aqua? Was it 18?
Just 9 holes.
Where'd you go?
Down at Drink Creek.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, on Tuesdays it's only $8 to go play.
Oh, man.
9 holes, so I mean,
you
can't
be careful.
Really beat that.
Yeah.
And I like to walk, so it's, you know, gets me some stuff.
So you pull a cart?
No. I have a bag that kind of has like a double strap so I can carry it.
Oh. Okay.
It's a lighter bag.
Have you ever played at the one that's over there where we board the horses off of 299? The one over there in Palisadro?
I have not yet played over
there.
That's
a beautiful. I kept saying, you know, Carl, when we got our horse, we kind of got away because that would have been something that we would do. We would not actually plan it. We would just, hey, let's get up and go hit 9 holes.
Lake Reading Park.
Yeah.
And that's shut down.
And we would do a cart.
Yes.
We would be on a cart.
Because
and it's just, it was really fun, and it was beautiful to go early in the morning when nature and before it gets hot. And you know, I've always just said I'm just happy to hit the ball. Well, we're supposed to play in what are we playing in, Special Olympics?
That's right. They have that, it's the Reading Pro-Am, and the first day is a...
And they play better than I do.
Yeah, it's Special Olympics.
Yep.
Is on, it'll be June 11th this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Okay.
Hey, let me give you the weather. Today will be around 90. Now, if you were out and about yesterday, it kind of felt like, wow, you know, there's that wilt that happens, you know, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have that again at just at 90 degrees, but clear skies, overnight lows of 58. Thursday, we're going to go up a little bit with 3 degrees, according to this temperature, at 93, overnight lows of 58. Friday calls for 94. Saturday, now we go down 10 degrees there, ish, around 87, and Sunday at 84 with partly cloudy skies. But no rain in the forecast or thunderstorms or huge winds, so we do have a calm, beautiful week ahead of us here in our beautiful North State. We are so blessed to be here. The weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It is the Kinney family who owns Shasta Gas Propane, 3 generations strong, 365-3793. Bringing you all of your gas and propane needs. They always do give senior and veteran discounts. And, of course, Chuck Kinney, it's a veteran-owned business. And they love our veterans, and we love them.
365?
I said the number.
You said it? Okay.
3793.
I was wandering. My mind was wandering around.
Yeah.
It does that.
Well, we have a full day today, but, you know, there were some headlines that were passed my way. And I was thinking about, you know, as we get close to however you feel about Newsom and the California legislation and what we have. But this is some good news, but I want to pass it by and read this and see what your thing is. Federal officials announced that the Tehama-Calusa Canal Authority pumping plant is set to receive $15 million in an upgrade to improve water delivery to farms and additional communities.
It's just good news.
The funding was part of a broader $889 million federal investment. This is what we should be spending money on, not like the, you know, the speed rail. You know, farmers need water, and we need, being the ninth, aren't we like the ninth largest in the world as far as growing and being a...
Not sure.
In the state of California.
Well, the state of California provides And I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I think it was 9.
It's one of the largest agricultural areas.
In the world.
It could be in the world.
Yeah, the funding was part of a broader $889 million federal investment in water projects across the West. The improvements are expected to increase pumping capacity and efficiency, helping move water more quickly and reliable through parts of the Sacramento Valley. Also, last night, you know, we had like a picture thing for Chicks and Chaps out at the rodeo grounds, and I keep looking at, this is the second time, Monday night, I met because the Turtle Bay auction is Saturday night, so I met with, you know, Patrick John, of course, a Q97 with Billy and Patrick, and he's just the nicest guy, and he and I MC, we've been blessed to MC this Turtle Bay auction, which is the biggest fundraiser besides Garden of Lights, on Saturday night. So we all met with Lindsay, who's the CEO of Turtle Bay, and Lee Luft, who's the auctioneer, and of course Joanne Crescetti, who puts a lot of the auction items together. So I was thinking about, this is the second night in a row that I was with this, what they're doing out there, there's all kinds of rumors. Are they doing a roundabout? Or what's happening?
We're talking about what's happening at the Civic.
Yes.
Okay. If you've been down to the Civic, it's shut down. The roads are shut down. You come in and you've got to go all the way around the Civic, out past by the rodeo grounds parking, and then around. Now this is to that bike corridor they want to finish. Well, the problem is, when are they going to have this thing finished?
Right.
Because it's, you know, it is March 18th, and we do have cool April nights coming.
And rodeo.
So it would be interesting to see what their date is for having this finished.
Because there's all kinds of rumors.
Was it, when you went down here yesterday, did you have to drive all the way around?
All the way around.
Yeah. So see, the other day I was there, I didn't realize, because I was pulling into Turtle Bay, I couldn't get out of Turtle Bay going the regular way. I had to turn around
and
go all the way back to, go around. You have to go around the Civic. You have to go past the rodeo parking lot and then around past Skate Country.
Yes.
And this is not doing Skate Country's business any favors
here. The reason I'm bringing this up is because one of the girls, where there were a couple girls that were late because they were coming through the area over by Costco where the roundabout is, and there was a motorcycle accident over there and it caused a delay. So we were supposed to meet at 5, and while one of them was driving out, they said that this woman, so in other words, follow the detour signs, because your old days of driving out of, let's say Turtle Bay, you don't turn left. You can't turn left. Well, she was saying that there was a gal turning left and was flipping her off, saying, get out of my way. And she's like, wait a minute, there's a detour here. We have to go all the way around. So we were talking about that. We were talking about roundabouts. And, you know, I don't know if when you're taking driving lessons, when we took driving lessons, there were roundabouts. There were roundabouts in Europe, but there weren't roundabouts. Maybe there were in different states, but I don't think California had roundabouts. Did they?
Well, it didn't make that big a difference when you were going through driver's ed, because you were driving a buggy with a horse on it. So,
now, I don't think they had roundabouts.
Well,
I mean, I know they had one-way streets in Sacramento,
when they started this roundabout, we had somebody on the show from the city saying, oh, there's been no accidents down there. And somebody called immediately, and said, oh, you're wrong. There's been like 7 or 8 because, you know, his family was involved in the construction of it. And he had other family that was driving ambulances. And he says, oh no, there's wrecks down there all the time. So they just had another one there between a motorcycle and a van.
Yes.
Luckily nobody was killed. But
you got to really watch yourself.
You do.
And people don't follow
here's
rules.
Here's the thing about a roundabout. You have to be polite in a roundabout.
Right.
When you're driving, you've got to be a courteous driver there. Yeah, you can blast through there, and people are trying to get in, and because you're trying to get into a specific lane, maybe some people are slower on that. But,
yes.
Having lived in Europe many times, that roundabouts work. I mean, we've got, a 3-lane roundabout. And, I mean, I've been in 8-lane roundabouts, 6-lane roundabouts, and guess what? There's no wrecks. you just, you know, you make an eye contact and people are, you know, will slow down and let other people in. That's the whole thing.
Well, when you grow up with it, but now the one over in Anderson, I have found that twice I thought I was in the right lane and I wasn't. So I wasn't in the right lane. Excuse me.
Correct lane.
No, I wasn't in. First of all, it should have been, I should have said correct. But the second time is what I'm saying is that you stay in the right lane in order to go into Dersh Road. But I was in, or Deschutes, yes. And so I was in the left lane. But anyway, according to this, it says, although occasional crashes and traffic disruptions have been reported at or near about Bocelli and South Bonneville roundabout, they appear to be intermittent rather than daily occurrences. Like many busy intersections.
People have gotten used to it.
Incidents can happen periodically due to traffic volume, drive behavior. Hello. Driver behavior and unfamiliarity with roundabout navigation. But there is no evidence to suggest this location experiences crashes on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, people get used to a roundabout. It's when people, when it first opened up, we did not have that gentle driving nature that you might need when you get into a roundabout the first time. Okay, let's take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about there's a really good article. When's the last time I said that? Really good article in a Record Searchlight today. And I get it online every day.
Oh, cool.
And it's Reading.com is where you do it, and I'm not sure how much it costs. But it's not that much. But it, you know, it's online, the news. And today, the reporter Drew Askeland, wrote an article called Reading City Employee Salaries Under Scrutiny as Costs Rise. And it is a very thorough discussion, a reporting, you know, the kind that you used to love. And, you know, because it gives the facts. It doesn't give anything else. It talks to the city council. It talks to the budget guys. And he compares salaries. And we're going to talk a little bit.
Yeah, when we get back.
When we get back, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Take a break.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the rumble, see the shine, and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebach. Hey, we're streaming live at kcnrradio.com, and just go to it'll take you right to our website, and you can get on and listen to us anywhere in the world. I'm sure you miss us when you're down at Puerto Vallarta, between the gunfights and all that.
Hey, this portion of the show, go ahead. For Wentz Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Do a shout out to our sponsors because they have always been so generous. And for those of you who have lived in Reading for a long time, they've been voted best in the North State for 4 years. You can walk in there and get like a jewelry, a quote on your jewelry, sell something that might be an estate piece. They've just expanded their estate, what do you want to call it? Where you
jewelry displays?
Yeah, thank you. Jewelry displays. It's a one-stop, your only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Of course, with 530. Now you've got a wonderful.
Located at?
2225 Hilltop Drive. Now you've got a wonderful, nice to hear that. You saw an article today that you were like, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was a good article. And, a lot of times you don't, for whatever reason, but this one, by Drew Askelin, is about pay, and it addresses pay and salaries in Reading. And it starts with the city of Reading expenses outpacing revenues, which is true. We're $5 million in the hole, I think. The consensus is clear. City leaders need to fix finances fast, and some are pointing toward personnel cost in cutting the solution. It talks about how many employees that are making over 100,000 a year. And the city employs 943 full-time employees in 2324, and that 370 of Reading's highest paid employees had base salaries of over $100,000 in 2024. Net personnel costs to the general fund increased over 28% between the fiscal years 2019-20 and 2023-2024. Of this, and if you look, if you realize that the median salary here in Reading, or household income, is $70,000. So how did they get, it talks about the, that it would have made sense in 2021, net cost of services was only about 50% of its tax revenues. But by 2025, the net cost of services ballooned to over 108% of Reading's tax revenues, which means we've overspent. It talked about base salaries. It talked about who makes how much. And I'm not going to go into all of these. But the 10 top earning, The 10 top earning officers in the police department made between $175,000 and $279,000. Salaries for the office of city manager and chief information officer increased by over $100,000 between 2020 and 2024. The top RU earners made my computer is doing strange things. Base salaries between $180,000 and $317,000. So, now when you look at peers, and where do they get the peers on this? And these there's 10 other cities, and they've got it all laid out here. And the 10 other cities are. Well, as soon as I find it here, you just going down. Just have to keep. Okay.
I'm trying to Roseville, follow you, Carl.
Roseville, Redding, Folsom, Vacaville, Tracy, Woodland, Fairfield, Davis, Turlock, Chico, and Lodi.
Yeah.
So those are the cities they compare them with. Now, you got to look at several of those cities have larger populations by up to 50,000 more and a much higher average city or average personal income in the city of up to 100,000. Anyway, if you get a chance, because they're getting ready to go into the budget workshops, and they're going to focus on the city's general fund, of which 70% goes to public safety. But the article itself lays everything out, lays it out dispassionately, which is what I like. Mm-hmm. And after reading it a couple of times, it was just finding, you know, the exact things because my computer doesn't go to them automatically. Oh. I have to find them.
Oh.
And my AI is not as good as AI.
Man. Hey, you know what's happening this weekend, too? A couple things I wanted to go over. Of course, it's the Sundial Film Festival. We gave tickets away for those VIP passes, but so many things going on. The annual Sundial Film Festival is happening at 10:30 at the Cascade Theater. The festival offers three different screenings with 25 films in total. Individual screening tickets are available as well as an all-access pass. Very reasonable. A great art-filled day as well. Also, this Saturday, just FYI, myself, I'm going to mention the name, Scott Lewis, Nancy Hill, who is in charge of the Reading Arts Culture, and Lynn Weinstock-Curry, wonderful through the years, has trained many vocalists and has been very involved in the arts. We are doing a panel at the Reading Rodeo their clubhouse, and we have 45 people signed up to sing the national anthem. Now, when we do this, we did 33 last year. We did an open call. This year, they have signed up with where their spot is, like a time.
And instead of all showing up at one time.
Yeah, and we.
And you had no idea last year how many there was going to be.
No, it was just an open call. We put it out there, just like the old days. You know, the cattle calls is what we used to call them, and they were truly. I was part of a 3- and 4-hour cattle call, just standing out line, just to give them your resume and have them see you. So
then have them say thank you.
That's it. They're looking for a type. That's it. But you never knew who you were going to meet. So you always had to be present. Anyway, so they will sing the national anthem. We have a scoring sheet. And then wonderful Nancy Hill puts together a wonderful, what do you want to call
it? Criteria
list, but also at the end we have a complete list of everybody and their scores. And so last year I called everybody after they auditioned because I know, you know, this is that adage, treat people how you want to be treated. You know, after they come out and they audition, wouldn't you want to know? So usually afterwards each person gets, it's a master class because each person gets
a critique,
like, what did you think, and how could you do better, and this is what we saw.
You always asked them, would you like some feedback?
Yes.
Every one of them said, yes, please.
Yes.
And so last year I listened to 33 33 national anthems, and they ranged from interesting to really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And the one I noticed, this little 7-year-old,
so cute,
came in by herself. She was like third or fourth in there. She was the first one that knew every one of the words perfectly.
Yeah, she
first
was,
of all.
Yeah.
And if, you know, give her another year or two to get her voice, you know, get it stronger. She was just absolutely cute. This year, 45, I'm enlisting the help of several other cowboys to get them in there.
Yes.
So we're maybe listening to 10
yes
at a time.
Yes.
But he goes from 10 till 2 down at the rodeo grounds in the clubhouse there, and there's going to be shade and water and what else? Some other things out there for them.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's
and they have to go in by themselves. Here's the big thing. You know, their families there and all that, they all want to come in. No. The singer comes in, you hand him a microphone
right
that's not attached to anything, because you got to see if they know how to use the microphone.
Right.
And then they just sing a cappella.
Right.
Because they're going to be out, when they walk out, they're going to be by themselves in the arena with a microphone.
And for the thousands of people.
And national TV with a camera guy in their face.
Yes. So. Yes. And it's a huge honor, and it's intimidating, and so somebody needs, they need to hold their own.
And I applaud every one of the 45 people that are showing up to do this.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's take a quick break. We got DeGrange with us when we come back. It is the 18th of March, 7:31 in the morning, 56 degrees out there, and here comes the guy with the blower. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
What it means to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Summer breeze.
makes me feel fine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of March, 7:34 in the morning here, 56 degrees. And we are here with John Tesella.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Get close. Pull that over there.
Yeah. We've been on here. We go. I am here now.
All right, turn him down. Turn him down. Okay. Now, good morning.
Good morning. And I got to tell you, I'm here for the Grange, but you've got so many interesting things.
Okay, turn him back up again.
My goodness. Okay.
Are we in sync now?
We're in sync now. Yes. Okay.
Well, because you were talking about that great article I want to follow up on the city wages. Very interesting. Then we got to talking about dogs.
Yes.
And then Carl got hung up on the fact that we're going to raffle off a Colt Python. So there's just all these things going on. Yes.
And we'll talk about that. So you're with the Reading Grange.
Yes.
Which is different than the Sons and Daughters of Italy, even though they have all their meetings there.
Yeah. And you know what?
You kind of associate them together.
That's worth talking about because the Sons and Daughters of Italy, now it's Sons and Daughters, as you know, they have been at the Reading Grange Hall. That is the Shasta Lodge of the Sons of Italy and has been for 42 years. They have leased, we've had this partnership with them, and it is beneficial to both those organizations as well as the community because, as you know, you've been there many times.
Many
it's
times.
Usually a Sons of Italy event.
Yeah.
A fundraiser, a meal, Christmas parties, what have you. All that happens down there. But it is the Grange property and the Grange facility.
And, well, other people also rent the Grange out. I mean, the Backcountry Horsemen had their their annual gatherings there until they outgrew.
Yeah,
but it was there for years.
Wings of Angels. Christmas parties for law enforcement and fire's been there.
Yeah.
Like I said, many fundraisers. We just had a St. Patty's thing. All those things
going
on. Wait a minute.
The St. Patty's Day.
Well, that was basically we combined our anniversary for the Sons of Italy, and they combined it with corned beef and cabbage and a St. Patty's.
When was that?
That was last Saturday.
Oh,
we were busy.
You guys are always.
I did not get my corned beef and cabbage this year.
No.
I may not have gotten it last year. So, but no, I mean,
you're missing out. That this is.
I know. It's
Linda and I cook corned beef and cabbage throughout the year, and I'm going to throw this in for Kent's Meats. This time of year, they make a wonderful corn pork.
Oh,
do they?
You should try that. We just had it last night.
Well,
the corn pork, they do it every year this time of year. So
corn pork as opposed to corned beef.
Exactly.
Huh.
That's worth a try.
I actually made corned beef and cabbage once, and it turned out okay. But that was in my single days, and I had time to myself.
Linda. That was a laugh and a rolling of eyes.
Yeah. Well, I never roll my eyes. I do give her the side look though. You know, like the dog does.
Yeah.
Kind of on the side of my eye and looking. No, when you're not married and you live by yourself and, you know, in between contracts, I would just kind of like have time on my hands. And I would do things like that.
See, I was just.
That ceased somewhere 19 years ago.
Well, I mean, we also get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and run a business. And go to 20 million different events. And so sometimes you get tired. You know, you're just like, okay, I'm resting. Go ahead.
That's where the crock pot comes in with the corned beef. You can set it up and you can't beat that.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. Love it.
So we did have that at the Reading Grange Hall / Sons of Italy last weekend.
Okay.
And getting back on track with the Grange. I always like to point out that there's like five Granges just right here. Look, actually six when you include Manton just because they're outside of Shasta County. But there's the Buckeye Grange. There's the Anderson.
Where's Buckeye?
Buckeye's out on Lake Boulevard.
Okay.
They basically just reopened and they're right out of the gate. They're very active again. They're doing a bingo, on a regular basis. They're doing a pancake breakfast. They're doing various things. And Ono is very active. Rebuilt Ono Grange, brand new since the fire. And they have such an agenda. And I'd like to point out that Ono and Anderson both have websites. So if anybody's interested, you can find out all kinds of information about their events. And there are a lot of events. Ono's very, very active. Buckeye and Redding have websites. I'm sorry, we're on Facebook and working on our websites. And then there's the Palisadro Grange also. And then there's Manton.
If you need a website guide, we got... By the way, my friends, if you do need website help, the guy that works with us on our digital marketing, Todd Twining, is really good, and his prices are very reasonable.
We may take you up on that.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a good guy, and he responds immediately. I mean, you need something done, it's done. I mean, before I can even, I send an email off, and I get one back 10 minutes later.
Oh, that's outstanding. Well, see me after the show then, Carl.
I'll be glad to. Yeah. He's good. He's good at what he does.
I think that's important because, you know, you're on the radio. It's kind of, well, how do I join the Grange? Well, here, let me give you a phone number. That doesn't work.
It doesn't. You know what? That's what I tell people when they come in here, and they said, you've got to drive them to a web page. You know, you can say Facebook, but, you know. Not everybody's that, but if you have a website, people will go to the website.
Copy that, because you can punch in Reading or Grange or something like that, and you're going to get to it. You're right. You can't do that with Facebook. It's better than nothing, but we realize that, and that's why we're going to create our website.
Well, I'll give you Todd's number, and, you know, y'all can talk about it.
Excellent. What else can I tell? Oh, let's talk about what we do have coming up. We've been doing some things here locally. The Reading Grange hosted some training for all the local granges around here. Mm-hmm. We did that about a month ago. And we are teaming up with all the local granges here for September of 2027. That's a way out, but this is a big deal because we will be hosting at the Shasta County Fairgrounds the annual conference for the California State Granges. So we'll have granges all over the state.
How many granges? I mean,
about 160 some odd granges now, in the state.
Granges. Okay, let's go back on grange history.
Yep.
Granges were formed by farmers and ranchers.
Yes,
right?
They were based supporting the agricultural community. 1867 is when they started up, and there was to help support and organize issues pertinent to agriculture, but also rural living. That's why the other leg of it is being active, a positive influence in your community. And having a place for people to gather for things for the good of the community.
And they used to, I'm sure they would bring in their produce or their, you know, whatever, so that they could, you know, have, you know, farmers markets and all that. So the Grange people, you know, people think it's antiquated because it was back, you know, like you said, it's formed in 1860. But it isn't, because there's so many modern things, so many things that pertain to our communities now.
They really do have a proud history. For instance, when the Grange started, 1867, women had full rights of any member. They could hold office, they vote, they could present resolutions right from the very beginning, which in 1867 was pretty radical thinking. And other good parts of history, when I talked about the resolutions, they've always been, when they meet at their local level all the way up to the conferences, they bring power and thoughts to the local legislatures, and they really promote some really good things. My favorite one is the 1929 conference here in Reading was the annual conference here, and the resolution was the first, they were the first organization, and they pushed and were successful in talking about Shasta Dam. The resolution was, we need a dam built at Kennett for the irrigation for the San Joaquin and Sacramento Valley and for power. The Grange was the first to do that, and look what happened. So they have a proud history. They're, like you say, Carl, they're pertinent today. The last, the last conference I went to, they were covering things about the promoting a national wildfire insurance program, and which, how important is that to people in not even the North State, Southern California's had issues, but to convince and cajole the legislature, and it's gone to the National Grange, and the National Grange is going to take it to our legislatures. We're really going to push that, and we need that. So they're doing a lot of things that are pertinent. They're in the middle of the gray wolf issues that we have up here. and pretty much saying, we don't really think it's a good idea to reintroduce giant carnivores in our our properties.
And well, I've got a couple articles on that, but, you know, maybe we'll get to them this week. But it's something that it's raised California consciousness, I would hope. And that's what I hoped until the senator from, I don't know, some podunk place in L.A., when I say podunk, there's no greenery around. There's no mountains.
They're not introducing.
They want to reintroduce the grizzly.
Can you believe that?
They want to do a study on reintroducing. They want to do the study on reintroducing the grizzly to California. And you know who one of the first ones that came out against it? The Wolf Coalition said, whoa. You know, you don't want to introduce grizzly bears. I mean, and they're the ones that pushed so hard to get the wolves introduced.
Even they realized it was wacky.
Yeah, you know, it's hopefully that'll die in committee. But just the thought of it.
Reintroduce wolves and grizzlies into Griffith Park in L.A., see how they would like
That's usually where they used to hang out at. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Been doing this close to 30 years, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's gone through all the schools. He continues his education on repairing windshields, so I don't know if there's anything that has been invented that Jeff Wurst doesn't know. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He fixed on my old Red Rover lasted like 16, 17 years, and you still couldn't see it after that length of time. It was that good. If you're not sure, Jeff offers a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or you can call him at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He fixes your windshield. He doesn't take all day. The prices are very fair, and just a good guy to talk to. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Totally recommend Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with JT and the Grange.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas C. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping people since 1993, even Judy started her business. And they've been helping all aspects of our community, whether you need medical insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, whatever. And then financial management advice and guidance there. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or your 401ks or any of this, you can get a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial by just giving them a call at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with, insurance, Maxwell Insurance,
yes,
and our business insurance and, you know, life insurance, that kind of stuff. Very happy with the way we're treated. We're here with John Tissero and, JT, as we call him, from the Reading Grange and the,
yes,
and the sons and daughters of Italy of, yeah, Reading. And Linda was just waxing eloquently about how good he looks.
Yes.
So,
it's too bad it's not radio because I am gorgeous this morning, aren't I? Yes.
Now, you're getting
ready. Healthy.
It's good living. We eat well at my house and also at the Sons of Italy and the Grange event. So, my diet's good. I keep busy. I still don't jog, though. I can't stand jogging.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It jams your hips. But anyway, so you look like you're happy at home. You have that glow.
I'm definitely happy.
And I think it's really important that one keeps active like this. You're busy with fundraisers. You're busy. It just is good for your brain chemistry, which does affect your body.
So the choir is telling me, she's preaching here, here's the choir, because you guys are busy all the time.
Yeah.
I imagine your schedule is full almost every day. But you're right. Keeps us happy and it keeps us healthy, I guess.
Right. I think it does. So when Carl was talking about the Grange, you know, we also love our new store that's in town, the called the Grange.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, we got the new people from the Grange. So this is really, we always look at it if it's Sons of Italy, but it's been changed to the Reading Grange. You know what we're talking about if you've been down there on Cedars Road. And you got a big brunch coming up. You said April 19th, and that's going to be eat in or take out. with all your good foods, but you're going to be raffling off stuff. Give us more information.
Yes. You know, April's generally the month where the Reading Grange has our fundraiser, and the funds generated were used for, you know, general upkeep and for the building itself, but mostly generating funds for scholarships and our wonderful dictionary program that we put together every year. And this year we changed it up. Instead of having one of our famous spaghetti meatball dinners, we're going to go with a breakfast casserole, sausage, country potatoes, biscuits and gravy, fruit, coffee, and juices. And we'll have a bar available for those that are old enough and care for maybe a gin fizz or
a Bloody Mary,
or a mimosa. Mm-hmm. And we'll have that, like I said, on April 19th from 9 to 1 p.m. We're going to try and kick off the car shows, A Cool April Night, by having about a dozen cars down there. It's going to be by invitation only. We got a dozen cars we'll have for a show and shine out there. And then we will also be, and this is Carl's favorite part, we're going to raffle off a gun that he's desperately wants to win.
Yes.
A Colt Python, the iconic Colt Python.
This is the iconic Dirty Harry gun. It's not one from that era. This is the new Colt Python that Colt reintroduced, gosh, several years ago. But it looks just like the old one. And it is a huge seller.
This will be a stainless steel, and to make it even sweeter, 100 rounds of ammunition in both .357 and .38, because they're not giving away ammunition these days either, so you're set to go. You win it, you do the FFA firearm stuff, and you're off to the range.
FFL.
Yes, FFL, thank you.
And now you're going to be on the hook for the doing the background check and all that stuff, but that's going to be, and that'll be around $50.
Yeah, and like I said, our good friends at the Old West store have made this gun available to us, and they will do all the paperwork for you. All you got to do is get your winning ticket, go down there, and there's a waiting period, as you know, Carl.
Yes.
But once that's done, off to the gun range.
All the background check and stuff. Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing there at the Reading Grange. And I'd like to, once again, for those who are just listening, remind everybody there's a Grange in your neighborhood. You've got the Buckeye, the Anderson Grange, the Palisadro Grange, the Ono Grange. You got one up in Manton. So there's Granges available. And if you want to be with a fraternal, family-oriented organization and be involved in your community doing positive stuff and having some fun, you should look into the Grange. It's worth doing. You'll like it.
So you're looking for members?
Oh, yes.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're like so many organizations that over the years, especially in this day and age, kids got cell phones, video games, this and that. They're not as inclined to join these things. So our membership is getting smaller, and we're getting older. And that's why we're really emphasizing getting the youth involved through the FFA and some other programs. It's up to us older members to make things welcome in the newer members,
right,
and pass that baton on to them.
Right.
So we can hopefully.
So part of what the this is going to be on April 19th. It's going to go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to eat in or take out. It's a breakfast casserole plus sausage and and country potatoes, biscuits and gravy.
You're hungry, Carl.
And fruit, coffee, and juices.
That's what, you know,
$20.
$20. It's a good buy.
$10
You'll
per child under 12 years of age. Includes tax and gratuity. And if you're there at noon and you want to have a adult beverage, they will be available at the Sons of Italy bar.
Everything that you need there. Again, going back to the Grange history, farmers needed a hearty breakfast before they went out there and plowed the fields. And we're trying to keep that tradition. Eat a hearty breakfast before you get out there and work. So it'll be a good breakfast, of course.
Well, I remember when I was working in the fields in North Carolina that the farmers, you'd come in for, they call it dinner, not lunch, and had dinner. And that's, you know, at noon. And the amount of food on that table was just unbelievable. And because you'd already been working 6 hours at that point. And then you had, after that, you had another 5-6 hours out there at least. So they ate, they eat well.
Yes, they do. I'm going to mention something, too. It's a ways off. Ono Grange, one of my favorite things that they do, they have the the pre-deer season event down there where they cook up their famous Ono burgers. Besides everything else, they'll have music, they have crafts, they have all the stuff. It's a great time. I'm going to remind you next year because you'll want to go out there and do that. It's just a great time, great facility at the Ono Grange. And everybody talks about their burgers, but I can tell you the Ono burger stands alone, and I think the real reason is they make their own buns. So we can safely say Ono's buns are the best.
And they,
love it. They make a really good hamburger. It's worth the drive out there for that event. So and I'll remind you.
Please do. Please do. Great having you on with us today, John.
Glad to be here. Thank
and
you so much.
I just taped up the in the front window the about the event on the 19th.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, after the news, we've got Sheriff Michael Johnson's going to join us, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security Secretary nominee Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is being grilled this morning by the Senate Homeland Security Committee, also on Capitol Hill. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard is expected to be peppered with questions surrounding the Iran operation and her own view of the intelligence leading up to President Trump's decision to attack Iran when she appears alongside other officials before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. The hearing is the first of two on Capitol Hill this week featuring Gabbard, FBI Director Kash Patel, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. With the intelligence officials set to testify before the House Intelligence Panel on Thursday as part of Congress's regular oversight of the executive branch. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Thanks to Republicans, the Save America Act requiring ID and proof of citizenship to vote continues working its way through the Senate. Israel says it has killed another top Iranian official, which would be the third in 2 days. Israel's defense minister says the Iranian intelligence chief is dead. Well, some might say it's too early for this, but if you like it hot, the West is the place to be.
Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are accustomed to triple-digit temperatures, but not in mid-March. And in San Francisco...
Yeah, usually it's not this warm in March, so this is kind of a nice surprise.
Excuse Jessica Ling for just wanting to soak in the warm, sunny weather at Chrissy Field Beach in the Presidio.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Thomas Jamar is visiting from Texas.
Like, I've been out here before, and it'd be like so cold, I gotta have a sweater on.
Justice Ruiz was walking a small pack of dogs.
Like, we go to the beach every day, and this is perfect weather.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Wholesale inflation staged a comeback last month. Producer prices rose 3.4% from 1 year ago. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 378 points. NASDAQ is off 109. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight is harder than it used to be? You're eating better and exercising, but the scale barely moves? The real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting just makes it worse. PhD Weight Loss has helped thousands fix the root cause of stubborn weight. Take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and shows why your body is resisting weight loss so you know exactly what to fix. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. That's fixmyweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Iran is facing pushback over its attempt to have its World Cup matches relocated from the United States.
Iran's embassy in Mexico has suggested the country is negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's World Cup matches from the U.S. to Mexico. That's after President Donald Trump discouraged the team from attending the tournament, citing safety concerns. FIFA says it is in regular contact with the Iran Soccer Federation, and it is not changing the match schedule announced last December. Iranian Iranian officials have previously said it is up to FIFA and the U.S. to keep the team safe during the World Cup. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is seeking support from U.K. Prime Minister Starmer in his country's fight against Russia's invasion. The talks between the two leaders in London come as the Iran war revives Russia's economy through increased oil revenue and could soon limit Kiev's access to vital Western air defense systems. News and analysis, townhall.com. The mystery of a startling explosion and light in the sky has been solved.
A 7-ton meteor that sped across the Cleveland sky at 45,000 miles per hour on Tuesday broke apart in a thunderous boom that startled residents who feared an explosion. People several states away reported seeing the bright fireball even though it was 9 a.m. The American Meteor Society said it received reports from Wisconsin to Maryland. NASA later confirmed that it was a meteor nearly 6 feet in diameter. The meteor was first seen about 50 miles above Lake Erie. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Republican-led House committee has subpoenaed Attorney General Pam Bondi. Panel members want her to answer questions about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, as well as files relating to the case. Bondi has been ordered to appear for a deposition on the 14th of April. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Streaming live. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to the web page.
Yeah.
Our home front. Ben's here. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
And National Day is today.
It's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Boom.
Oh.
You know, my mom used to fix.
Really?
The best Sloppy Joes.
Aww.
Ever. Never had any even close to mom's. I can still remember it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be around 90 today, folks. Sunny, clear skies with overnight lows of around 58. Thursday calls for 93, with Thursday night with about 58 overnight lows. Friday, we're going back up to 94. And this weekend will be on Saturday around 87. And Sunday forecast will be around 84. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us. No thunderstorms or clouds, or we do have clouds, but, you know, occasional clouds, but nothing like, rain or thunderstorms. But beautiful forecast ahead of us. Again, 90 today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, the Kinney family, always bringing the weather reads, where they are three generations strong, veteran-owned company, again, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Yes, and in our studios today is Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I like the way that you and Chief Barner do this. You know, you're sending in different division heads,
right.
Department heads.
Yeah.
So we get to meet them, and people get to meet them, and because you know it's leadership in our law enforcement, and they're the subject matter experts on that area. They're talking about.
Exactly.
And then you all come in like once a quarter and kind of wrap it all up. It's really, I think it's a great way of doing it.
Well, thanks. I think it's a good way to showcase our agencies, you know, and like I said, get a little bit of context from people who are out there, boots on the ground, running those divisions. And plus, you know, people get tired of hearing from me and him all the time. They want to hear from some other people.
Well.
Okay. So.
Hey, whoa. Let's go back to Sloppy Joe Day. Made my mouth water when he said that. My mom, too, used to make
it. Did your mom make it, too?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Rose, are you listening? I want Sloppy Joe's this weekend.
Well, you know what? Now you can buy the Sloppy Joe mix. And mom never did that. She made her own.
Stuff didn't come in mixes in little packets.
No, it didn't. You know,
so what you do, hamburger and what?
Hamburger and whatever it did.
Make ground beef and some type of sauce it's in. Oh,
yeah,
that's so
and
good.
Then, gosh, what'd she serve with? You know, pickles. I think it was
what?
Like dill pickles. So, yeah, I'm just kind of
you
thinking, love pickles. Thinking that was part mm-hmm. of it, but.
Yeah. Mine was fried okra. Fried okra okay. and sloppy
oh.
joes. That's what my mom always did.
Fried okra. Okay, now I'm Jones because my sister, knowing how much I like fried okra, and she lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will send me text every so often, and in it will be pictures of fried okra at different places in town. I just saw a place in town just opened up, and part of what they do is fried okra. So I've got to go back and find it. It's a new place. It just opened up.
Yeah, when you find it, you text it to
and
me too.
I will. But one of the things they do is fried okra. And fried okra is not as easy as it sounds because you can get fried okra that's just, you know.
No, I looked it up,
corn,
by the way.
It's cornstarch or something.
I looked up what is a sloppy joe, and it explains in this all recipes. Is a sandwich consisting of ground beef with onions and a tomato-based sauce on a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
The sandwich likely originated in Sioux City, Iowa, in the 30s, according to the legend, the loose meat sandwich.
Loose meat.
Was the creation of a cook named Joe.
It can't be.
Way to go, Joe.
But yeah. It can't be too sloppy.
No.
I mean, it's got to have a consistency so right. that when you put it on the hamburger bun, it stays on the hamburger bun. It's not easy to do. You can try all weekend long, Linda, in between the five events we have.
No, it'll never be. Yeah. It'll never be, but, you know, they do have this on.
We'll have Rosemary
you know,
cook it up. You guys come
recipes.
Over and eat it at our
yes.
house.
That's right. Just freeze some for us. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This has really, I don't know if it has anything to do with y'all, but the Republicans are rallying today down in Sacramento about releasing this latest child predator, this pedophile who raped, I think it's five boys. He had got sentenced to 365 years in prison, but under this new release program, foisted on us by the Democrats if don't get upset when I say foisted on us by the Democrats because the Democrats control Sacramento. I mean, if it's Republicans doing, I'd say it about them. So, the Democrats, where if you're 50, it's called the elderly parole release. If you're over 50, they consider 50 elderly in the jails.
I've got a local case, Carl, that we've got going on where
yeah.
they're going to release one of these guys locally here. And
oh, they do. They are.
Yeah. You want me to tell you about him?
Yeah. Tell us about this guy.
In the 90s, there was a guy named Robert Barber who befriended young boys in Shasta County.
Pull your microphone down just a little bit.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. So in the 90s, there was a guy named Robert Barber who befriended young boys in Shasta County, and he'd take them on fishing trips. He targeted these little boys who didn't have a strong father figure in their
yeah.
life. So.
Yeah.
The boys were 8, 9, and 10 years old on the case that was made. In 96, one of the boys finally came forward, and Barber fled to Mexico. And through the TV show, you remember the America's Most Wanted.
Oh, gosh, was
yeah.
that something? Yeah.
So this is how he was located and extradited from Mexico back here and held in 2000 to answer to charges. He had 32 counts of child molestation, and he was sentenced to 73 years to life in a state prison. And last year, our great state of California parole board decided that based on the elderly parole law here or clause that they were going to be releasing him, which means, as you said, somebody over the age of 50 would be eligible for parole. And the governor rejected that parole and sent it back for a second hearing, and that hearing is in April. So we're hoping that actually he won't be released, but there's a good chance that he will.
Well, the governor sent back a couple others, but the governor cannot keep them from paroling them. And two, the governor has sent back the parole board stood by their first decision releasing these people. The one of them, and Heather Hedwick was on, was going to a small town. I mean, a small town that had none of the mental health, none of the medical requirements it has for somebody that's has a proclivity of molesting children. And the community is up in arms. And I'm saying, you know, probably for the safety of not just the community, but for the guy. I mean, he could, you know, the old three S's could happen on something like this.
Right.
And which, of course, is, you know, you don't want that to happen. But when you release somebody into a small community like this, and then the communities have nothing to say about it, they can rally against it, and maybe they'll move them to another place. Who knows? But
probably not.
And law enforcement is anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes away.
You know, Carl, it infuriates me as a citizen. It pisses me off as a law enforcement agent, and just in general for our, especially our state. I mean, they already decriminalized everything else, and now they're going to decriminalize predators, especially child predators.
Pedophilia. They're going to decriminalize. But here's the thing is, the elderly prison, you know, for the, you know, the prison parole for the elderly after a certain age, you know, it should be, then you should make that age like 70.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, 50? I mean, my last combat tour, I was 58. So, I mean, there were plenty of 50-year-olds out there in combat, you know, in the Marines.
They really shouldn't even
do
that.
I'm just totally blown away by this. These people are the worst of the worst. They can't even keep them, as you know, in general population because the other prisoners, murderers, you know, whatever, will kill them.
I know. And here they are going to turn them loose back into the community. It makes me sick. And I guarantee you that there's going to be some repeat offenders coming out and some victims that fall short of these guys. I don't know what to do. You can write letters to appeal. Like you said, the groups will rally against it, but ultimately, I just don't think they care, and they're going to release them anyways.
They're trying to save money. And, you know, the thing is some of them, you know, if you're talking the elderly, you ought to make the age 70. At least it slows them down, I hope. Okay, hey, this portion of the show, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have an opening, and they have openings for a variety of backgrounds, experience levels, both full-time and part-time. Competitive benefits that include medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's a great place to work. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit windriver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at 50.
$15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning here on the 18th of March, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And our guest is Sheriff Michael Johnson from Shasta County Sheriff. And we were talking about the parole of elderly parole. Release. And of course their idea of elderly is 50 years old and things that are happening right now. And which led us kind of segued into, you just went to the Western States Sheriffs
Conference. Yeah.
Conference. They Reno. Don't call it a convention anymore because that's kind of got a bad connotation there.
Yeah. It's, once a year. So the, I belong to California State Sheriffs Association. Well, this is a Western States Sheriff. So it's comprised of, I think about, 14 of the West Coast type of states, you know, so it's, California and Washington and Utah and Idaho, Wyoming. And,
wow.
All Arizona, all these states that are on the West Coast. And man, it is,
Do you take some flack there?
Oh my gosh. they actually like have sympathy for us. When I tell them from California, they just shake their head and kind of look down at their boots and say, I don't know how you all do it out there. And when you have these in-depth conversations with these other sheriffs and talk about our state and our state laws and what we can and can't prosecute for now and what people don't go to jail for, and they're just appalled. They can't believe it. They ask me what the hell's going on here. And, you know, I don't have a good answer for them, other than Gavin Newsom and the state politics, and that's why we have the horrible law enforcement issues that we have in this state.
I can imagine a sheriff from some county in Idaho just looks. I can see him just shaking his head. And
well, Carl, going, some of these sheriffs still ride horses around in their counties and drag guys to jail and do real old school style law enforcement. They don't get away with stuff there. And even when people talk about misdemeanors and how California, that's almost like code for it's not really a crime anymore there. Oh, you're going to jail and you're doing your time.
It's, you shoplift here, buddy. Guess what? You're going to end up in the clink and go in front of a judge.
Yeah.
But I just shoplifted $100 worth of items in California. They congratulate me because it wasn't 900 or 500 or whatever they've changed it to. Anyway. That must be a little, I don't know what, I imagine there's, on your side, you know, there's some envy going on there.
Well, I'll tell you.
Professional envy.
I'll tell you what it does, though. It restores a little bit of my faith in America when I go and talk to these guys because I see that it's not everywhere. You know, it's California that is messed up as far as that goes, and these guys are still have laws in place and do law enforcement like it should be done and hold people to the ethics and the morals and the core values that America has. It's still going on. It's just not going on here.
Well, and the thing about it is you've got people that want it to happen, and yet it doesn't happen. Nobody wants to walk around feeling like they're not safe, but, you know, and like in Redding, I feel safe in Redding and in Shasta County.
Yeah, so
I don't worry about it, but there are other people out there that they do have fear.
I'll tell you this, so that being said, don't get the wrong message, folks. I still love my job. I love this county. I love what we've got going on here locally. Luckily for us, the North State is still a stronghold, and we are different. We're not like all the rest of the inner cities in California.
No,
we still do our job here, and
ride a horse.
We're gonna, it'd be kind of hard to ride a horse in my county here and work my beat.
Your search and rescue teams. You got horses. You got motorcycles. You got jeeps. You got side by sides.
Yeah,
and we have Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Morning. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, we have a lot of frustration by yourself and your deputies, I'm sure. I mean, I think you said it perfectly just now. You know, you want to have a society where you follow the law, and you want to be able to have laws that make sense and a way to protect good citizens. At what point, what are some of the solutions you think we need to do as a community and as you know, as your county that you're here to protect, what can we do to help you? And what is it that, I mean, these laws are crazy, my friend. I don't know. They're crazy, and they're every day. They're every hour. You know, we get calls and on all this stuff, and it just ties the hands of law enforcement. And I think it'd be important to hear about that from you. I know that for you, a lot of this has got to be frustration, as it is for your deputies, not being able to carry out things that are lawful.
What's the question, Terry?
The question is, I'd like to hear what his solutions are on some of these crazy things that are being passed, and how can the community help him toward goals of some of these unlawful laws that are unconstitutional in California? How can we help, and how can we not just hear about the problem, but hear about the solution in our county?
Yeah, well,
thanks, Terry.
Terry, I don't know that I have an absolute solution yet. I'm trying to be creative and trying to work on things. Errantly, I was hoping that, you know, getting in and help being part of some push for change in legislation was going to have some effect, but that doesn't seem to do anything. I mean, as hard as we fight as an association and law enforcement to get some of these laws corrected, that's just not happening. So I tell you, the direction of the deputies in this county is to go out and do your job and still arrest people and take them to jail and write good case investigations. And after that, it's out of your hands. But what the community can do as far as a solution goes, I think we need to try to mobilize different pockets of these communities within our county to partner with us and participate more. And I don't know what that exact mechanism is going to be. I certainly don't want to get any of my private citizens in any civil trouble for doing the wrong thing. But I definitely want to come up with something to change to help. And I'm open to suggestions, always am. So if anybody has them, please email them or get them to my office so I can consider them and we can try to figure out something that works better.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Frustrated is understatement.
It is. Okay, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Never had a bad haircut there. Found him in 07 when I first moved to Reading. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a really good barbershop. You can make an appointment so it works in your schedule by either using Booksy and just put it in Cypress Square Barbershop, and it'll set it up for you and then send you an email on the day of your haircut. Or, like I like to do, is give them a call at 530-244-9478. Keep the human part in. Cypress Square Barbershop, I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend them. Man's Last Stronghold. It's on the window when you walk in. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It's hump day. Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I needed that after that last conversation. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, what can we do to get this under control? Hey, Good News Rescue Mission is doing empty bowls. It's going to be Monday, March 30th. It goes two seatings, 11:30 and 12:30, and it costs $25, but that includes soup made by local chefs, bread baked by our local bakeries around here, and you take home the handmade ceramic bowl. That it comes in. It's made by local artists and students of all ages. And they're hand-painted ceramic bowls. Okay. Now, Mimi Mosley's going to be on the show tomorrow. She's bringing in some tickets. We're going to give away some tickets to this, this Empty Bowl. And it's a great event. You go down. It's going to be at the Elks Lodge. You go down, have a seating at 11:30, have your soup and your bread and chit-chat with all your friends, and then go back to work, if that's what you do. Okay. Hey, our guest is Sheriff Michael Johnson, and Terry had a question. What's the solutions? And the solution would be a sea change in Sacramento. I mean,
well, you know, the big, yeah, well, the biggest thing that would help is if we'd get a governor that was worth a darn in the seat to start that change, kind of like how the country had to go through and suffer and now is getting things reversed and getting back on the right track. We need that for California,
too. It's not easy. Trying to change when things are loosened up, trying to tighten it down.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'll tell you,
me and Linda were talking on that break, and I think really the core problem in not just California but America starts with the core of the family and the lack of responsibility and values that are instilled in these kids these days, because they're the ones that are now coming up and taking over, and then the next generation comes along. Linda was talking about the schools and the frustration of a friend of hers who is a teacher, and I related to her. That's why we, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, doesn't have resource officers at the schools anymore, because they took the ability of us to deal with the kids off the table. They only want the ed code enforced and only when they see fit, instead of we used to be able to address the problems as they came up. Some of the parents used to actually hold their kids accountable, or they would definitely take action. Well, there's a whole different approach and philosophy with dealing with kids now, and I don't buy into it, and I think it really weakens the core of our community.
I thoroughly agree. The studies they're doing on families without fathers, and this ranges from, you know, the study went from Nashville north to Chicago, and the impact without having a father figure in the home, plus the fact of the nuclear family. Now, I can't do anything about that. You can't do anything about it. That has to come from from people in society that takes that back, where you have a nuclear family where they're working together. And it just is, but without it, without the responsibility, taking responsibility on your own actions. Oh, this isn't my fault. I've been raised in this situation. It's like they say a pedophile is a pedophile because he's been subject to it when he was a child. No, I don't go for that. I do not accept that reasoning. You are an adult. You know the difference between right and wrong. You choose certain forms of behavior. And when you choose these certain forms of behavior, there's got to be something that's done, because you are responsible for this. And if you are responsible for acting up in class, shoplifting or anything, there's got to be consequences.
Yeah. Accountability is gone.
Well, we can't have a society. There needs to be rules. There needs to be rules. We have rules of the road. We just talked about the roundabout. They're rules. You have rules when you drive. Why do you need a seatbelt? That's a law. There's laws with, if you're going 55 and a 35, you're going to get a ticket. There's a law. And there's laws with taxes. And so what my girlfriend was just recently saying is that she said, I'm just getting burnt out to be a teacher, because when I grew up, I never talked back to my teachers like that because I respected authority. But I'm sure that's because that's how you were raised. And back even in the 70s and the 80s, even when people were protesting Vietnam, you still were respectful to your teachers. You might have a little protest out on the quad or down in the hall, but you respected your teachers and you respected authority in a certain sense. But, you know, the point is that we've just become lackadaisical in what is acceptable behavior, and there's so much of it that is just not acceptable. And I'm strict. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I had students. I'd be like, you know what? In the real world, can you imagine? Was talking to you, Sheriff. If you had one of your deputies speak back to you, or talk back to you in a snotty tone when you were giving him a direct order.
Yeah, we wouldn't put up with it.
No.
And then, but you have the hammer. Teachers don't no longer have the hammer.
Yeah.
And when I say hammer, it's the being able to say, ouch, your behavior is unacceptable. It's just unacceptable, and you are disrupting the other 20 kids in this class. You've got to leave, and you can't even do that.
Well, and it goes back to what you're saying about the rules and accountability and stuff that they're just not. I mean, it's frustrating to me that we have rules, laws, and practices we're supposed to abide by, and people just discard and choose which ones that they're going to choose to enforce or enforce at all. I mean, the kids are not held accountable and responsible towards any degree like they used to. And it goes across the board. We were just talking about at the front of the show people that have been sentenced to two life sentences that are getting released from prison. Well, why the hell put them for two life sentences if you're going to release them?
Yeah. Right? Well, because they're 50 years old. Come on. Anyway, but so this segues into something I knew was near and dear to your heart, and you all are doing well with it, is recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your recruiting is doing great, yet your deputies are not dumb people. These are well-educated, you know, they want to serve their community. But they also see what's happening out there. That can't help, and maybe not here, but that can't help but make it more difficult to get those good people in.
Yeah, and you know that, and the reason we're able to get good people in is because, despite all the politics and the current climate and all the pressure that goes on, I repeatedly tell them that their job is to protect the community. Their job is to enforce the laws, whether they're followed through or not. And so they go out and do their job, and they know they're supported for that. So if they catch somebody shoplifting or they go to that call, they're going to still book them and make the case and take them to jail.
Yes.
Now, they may be released from jail, but that's not their worry. And that's what try to tell these deputies is don't worry about what you can't control. What you can control is protecting the community and making the case after it's out of their hands. So don't focus on that. Don't sit there and watch them be frustrated. Oh, man, I booked Carl again for the third time this month. And
he asked me for a ride home.
Yeah. I say, well, so what? You booked Carl. You towed his car. You disrupted his life, and you made the case on him. Now, if it gets prosecuted or it doesn't, it's not your issue. Your job is to protect the community. And they like that because that is what they've been hired for. That's why they've got in the profession.
And they've come up during, because they're probably in their 20s, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And of course, you get lat moves. But they've come up through the system here, and they've seen the system. So it's not like, oh, my God, you know. And I mean, they know what it's like.
It becomes their norm because that's all they know.
It's their norm.
Yeah.
And yet they're still out there risking their lives, putting bad people in jail. And and especially in a county as large as this, and I realize you've got great working relationships with the Highway Patrol and Fishing Game, which people don't realize Fishing Game carry guns out there too.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone through posts.
There are backup in the rural areas.
They're backup in that. But yeah, they're still out there, and they're pulling a car over in the middle of
nowhere.
I don't know, someplace in the middle of nowhere out there, past Shingletown or someplace, and they pull a car over. It's got four people in it and dark windows, and it's 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
I mean, they're still doing it.
So, well, and, you know, that's the type of thing I'm talking about, Carl. Some people think that, okay, you know what, tinted windows isn't that big of a deal. You shouldn't be wasting your time pulling over. Or here's the other one that drives me crazy. So in California, we have a law. You have to have a front license plate and a back license plate.
Yeah.
Well, along comes with Tesla. They don't even have a place to put a front license plate on. So people get mad when they get pulled over and they don't have a front license plate. They say, well, there's no place for a front license plate here. Not my fault. You have to fix it. That's the law. The law is the law. I don't make those. We enforce them. But people want to make up their own norm and go along. And that's a minor thing, I know, folks, but it's just the core of everything and the deterioration of the whole big picture. We can't pick and choose. We have laws passed. They're expected to be followed, and it's our job to uphold that.
Do you ever – I don't know if you've ever seen it because I know you're a busy man. But have you ever seen that reel with this guy, Fridays with Officer Frank?
I have not.
Or Sheriff Frank. He's a sheriff's deputy in Pinal County, Arizona. His whole job is traffic enforcement. And on Fridays, they have a video guy with them. And he goes out, they say, why'd you pull me over? He says, well, he always says, and, you know, give me your license, registration, insurance. Then he talks to him. And in one of them, it was tinted windows. He said, I can't see in here. Another one was they turned instead into the nearest lane, they turned into the farthest lane.
Yeah.
But what he's out there is putting, you know, a lot of people will catch, you know, criminal speeding 28 miles an hour over. And he won't necessarily give them that. Depends how polite they are. But I was amazed. But someone was saying, I'm not driving. I'm traveling through the sovereign.
Oh, yeah.
The sovereign citizen, and that always goes bad. Do you all run into that?
Oh, yes, we do.
They don't want to give you...
We absolutely do here. We have people that will roll up the window and just look forward and not want to respond, and it never goes good.
It never goes. It always ends up with somebody being pulled out of the car. Other sheriff's, you know, vehicles are there. It just never... And it's not... Especially men. It's women, men, and and they give them, one guy gave him a passport from a fake country, and there's no country. Anyway, but those are just the kind of things you run into that you don't think about.
They are.
And, I mean, it's not necessarily dangerous, but it's time consuming, and it's, you know, thank God you're getting body cameras. Because nobody would believe that. Let's take a break and let's go back to the body camera.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know that song right there by Toby Keith was sung by the gold medal men's hockey team in their locker room. They were singing that. And Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, who happens to be a hockey player, is in there celebrating with them. And people were saying, well, who paid for him to go do that? Well,
oh my gosh.
We've had vice presidents and other people have gone to the Olympics. I mean, you know, come on. But it's a great song. Anyway, we are here with Sheriff Michael Johnson. And tomorrow on our show, Mimi Mosley is going to come in and talk about some things from Good News Rescue Mission. We have the tiny houses people. They're building these tiny homes. They're going to call in tomorrow. And we're going to talk about this tiny homes concept. And then, of course, the Muppets. Our version of the Muppets are going to be on tomorrow. Frank.
Do you have the two?
Frank and Bill.
Do you have the two grumpy guys? Is that your version?
That's our version. That's our version of the
Muppets.
And you
got Mimi. I love Mimi. Tell her I said hi.
Well, Mimi is very well loved. Okay, we kind of segued over there during the break into body cameras.
Body cameras, yeah.
And let's talk about that. So, yeah. Have you fully rolled them out?
Yep, we fully implemented those. Those are both in the jail and on the deputies on the street, and that program's going great, Carl. It's already, and I won't go into the specific details of this because of a lot of reasons, but we've had at least 3 potential major lawsuits that were thwarted because of the body cam and the body cam footage, and people making false claims and gonna sue, and then when out comes the body cam and we show our side, and all of a sudden that complaint and that suit's gone away.
Well, you've seen it in so many instances that people are just being rude, they're lying and all this, and then all of a sudden they're accusing the law enforcement of anywhere from physical abuse, racism, to everything, anything you can imagine. And then when they release, like you said, the body camera footage, oh, they look like idiots for doing this.
Yeah, so. I'll tell you, the one real challenge with the body cameras is just like the other aspect of this, too, is the PRA requests, Public Records Act requests, where people want body camera footage for everything. It's just very time consuming. So we modeled our program after Reading Police Department because they had rolled that out a couple years before us. And luckily we didn't have all the headaches that maybe an agency would have that doesn't have somebody to blueprint off of. Yeah. But so that has helped us tremendously too. And it's, There's a lot to it, but I'll tell you, it's been worth its weight in gold for us for the positive.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, all the young officers, when they go through post, they're all trained in the body cameras. I imagine the muscle memory it takes for some of the older officers haven't done it, you know, make sure it's turned on and,
right,
and all the things that are running like that. But that's, that can be, you know, that's going to be experienced.
You know, what's funny about you say that is, like when I show up to a scene or some of the older officers that never had them, those younger deputies will tell us right away, you know.
Pointing at the body camera.
Body cam. Just because they have to remind us that, you know, you're on camera, and not that we're going to do anything wrong, but it's just a different world, and,
yeah,
and you have to.
Of course.
To,
yeah, you got, and the, you know, I'm looking. This isn't fair. This isn't a fair question.
Okay.
I'm really getting into, yeah, but it's not going to be a bad question. It's not, you know, they're still beating your wife. Anyway, no, AI.
Yeah.
How do you look at AI in the future, Sheriff? Have you really started looking at AI yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We use it across the board there. And, you know, let's go back to the body cams, because I see this as going to be definitely in the future in law enforcement. They have actually a program on the body cam that'll write the police officer's report right off the body cam going to the call. And then all they have to do, the report's written, is go through it and
make sure it's right.
Make sure it's right and correct it here and there. But talk about a time saver. And,
oh, my gosh.
And think about, and more so for the complex investigations and detectives, mm-hmm, think about like an hour-long interview on a suspect and it being all recorded, then written out on body cam. Now you don't have to send it to a transcriber.
Do your detectives wear body cams too?
Not all of them, no.
Yeah.
It's kind of depends.
Depending on the
field and the situation. But the point is, you know, you can have these things. Now we don't have to pay for a transcriber. Now that report is printed out immediately and the detective can go through the report and correct it, like we said, and
yeah,
it's a time saver across the board.
Well, we'll write a commercial here, and it takes it a second to give me a 30-second radio commercial. But I always, you know, you have to go through it though to make sure the words make sense,
right,
and that they're in the right order. It's, you know, you might have to change a couple words, but the whole thing is done. So I imagine what a time saver that is, because it takes hours to write these reports.
It does. And you know, it's going to be used for a lot of other things too, like predictive policing, where that, you know, takes all the crime stats and shows you your areas of your city where most likely your crimes are going to be occurring, and you can, uh-huh, focus your patrol efforts there.
Certain addresses and,
yeah,
all this.
Everything. AI is definitely going to be a help. And I know this applies to a lot of the private businesses as well.
Yeah, it's just
a change. It's a change in the way you do business and how it's done. And we just have to adapt to it.
Well, I just got an email from a guy that had done a study, and we're starting to reach out and do more AI shows on how it can help just our local groups here. But the jobs that it's going to impact on, a lot of it is that, you know, of entry data and things that AI can do, writing. And it sounds like that's what it's going to do for you all, is not take the place, of course, of an officer. Your job's safe. But the transcribing and then the filing of it and all this.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good.
You know what I've learned about AI?
We got like 3 minutes left.
What I've learned about AI is those, depending on which AI program you use, it's only as good as the intelligence that AI program has gathered or access to create that narrative or whatever it is that you want. But the fact of the matter is it's got great potential, and I think it's going to change not just law enforcement but the world.
Well, it's in the process of doing that now. The only problem is sometimes AI, the term they use is hallucinates, and will put things in,
mm-hmm,
that just from nowhere.
Well, hallucinates, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, that's the term they use, it hallucinates. I know that DA Bridget, they use it when they're researching all of going through all these files and cases, but they make it put, when it's pulling it out, where they found it. So they can go back and check and make sure.
Okay, verify their source. Yeah.
Verify that source.
Yeah, that's a good tactic,
yeah,
actually.
Man, but it saves countless man hours. So,
yeah.
But I don't think you're ever going to see the RoboCop out there. I can't imagine that happening.
Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Final thoughts here.
Nothing.
Recruiting's good.
Profound. Everything's going fairly well. We're doing really good cold case work now. I've got, you know, a guy that I hired, retired guy, that's working part time for us, working cold cases. We've dedicated another detective to that. We've got some big cases probably in the near future that I think you're going to see us solve that have been sitting there cold for a while. And the dog program at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is about to expand and get a few more dogs and a few more handlers on the street. So pretty I'm very fond of that program, Carl, and always have been. And
yeah, we used to carry your lab behind just so he'd have, you know, take you with him on your, but he would bark and that's all you needed.
That's all you need.
Well, change, you know, behavior. To me, a sheriff's deputy in a area this large.
Yeah.
Of Shasta County, being out there with, you know, help 20 minutes away, it seems like, I know some officers don't want dogs, but it right. seems like I wouldn't mind having a dog as a
Well, yeah, if you're out working the rural area, yeah. Eastern County or Northern there, and you're all by yourself, it's a force multiplier for sure.
For sure. Well, thanks a lot for coming in, Sheriff. And I'm glad that the recruiting is going strong, recruiting in the jail is going strong.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about the jail.
We always love having you on.
Yeah.
Have a direct access.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, it's, and thank you for what you do for our county.
Yeah, well, thank you both. And as always, thanks to the community. We do appreciate the support. We appreciate being in Shasta County where it's, still a little bit of
yes.
real America.
Yeah.
And
real America.
And, yeah. I appreciate you guys having us on.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, like I said, Mimi Mosley, Tiny Homes, and our version of the Muppets will be on.
Love the Muppets.
Yeah. Frank and Bill. Have a great day. It's going to be hot out there. So be aware of leaving anything in your car because the temperature in your car is going to get real hot. It's going to be the whole week's going to be beautiful. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.